In spite of the careful coaching, Carl's confession was a mess. There were huge discrepancies between his version of the crime and Tommy's. The two were in direct contradiction on such details as the order in which the three raped Denise, whether or not she was stabbed by her attackers during the rape, the location and number of stab wounds, whether or not she managed to break free and run a few steps before being caught, and when she finally died. The most glaring discrepancy was how they killed her and what they did with her body. Tommy Ward said she received multiple knife wounds while lying in the back of Odell's pickup during the gang rape. She died there, and they flung her body into a ditch near a concrete bunker. Fontenot didn't recall it that way. In his version, they took her into an abandoned house where Odell Titsworth stabbed her, stuffed her beneath the floor, then poured gasoline over her and burned down the house. But the two were in almost complete agreement on Odell Titsworth. He had been the organizer, the mastermind who rounded up Ward and Fontenot to go riding in his pickup, to drink some beer, smoke some pot, and at some point rob McAnally's. Once the gang had decided on which store to rob, Odell went in and stole the money, grabbed the girl, and told his buddies they would have to kill her so she couldn't identify them. He drove out to the power plant. He directed the gang rape, going first himself. He produced the weapon, a 6-inch lock blade knife. He stabbed her, killed her, and either he burned her or he did not. Though they admitted their involvement, the real blame rested on Odell Titsworth, or Titsdale, or whatever his name was. Late in the afternoon of Friday, October 19th, the police arrested Titsworth and questioned him. He was a 4-time convicted felon with a lousy attitude toward cops and far greater experience with their interrogation tactics. He didn't budge an inch. He knew nothing about the Haraway case, didn't give a damn what Ward and Fontenot said, on tape or off. He had never met either of the gentlemen. No video was made of his interrogation. Titsworth was thrown in jail, where he soon recalled that on April 26th, he had broken his arm in a fight with the police. 2 days later, when Denise disappeared, he had been at his girlfriend's house, wearing a heavy cast and in great pain. In both confessions, he had been described as wearing a T-shirt with tattoos covering his arms. In truth, his left arm had been covered with a cast, and he'd been nowhere near McAnally's. When Dennis Smith investigated this, he found hospital and police records that clearly verified Odell's story. Smith spoke with the treating physician, who described the break as a spiral fracture between the elbow and shoulder and very painful. It would have been impossible for Titsworth to carry a body or commit a violent attack only 2 days after the fracture. His arm was in a cast, and the cast was in a sling. Impossible. The confessions continued to unravel. As the police sifted through the rubble of the burned house, its owner appeared and asked what they were doing. When he was told that they were looking for the remains of the Haraway girl and that one of the suspects had confessed to burning her with the house, the owner said that was not possible. He'd burned the old house himself in June 1983, 10 months before she disappeared. The state medical examiner completed an analysis of the jawbone and concluded that it came from a possum. This was given to the press. However, the press was not told of the burned house or Odell Titsworth's broken arm, nor of the fact that Ward and Fontenot had immediately repudiated their confessions. In jail, Ward and Fontenot were adamant about their innocence and told anyone who would listen that the confessions were extracted by threats and promises. The Ward family scraped together enough money to hire a good lawyer, and Tommy described to him in great detail the tricks used by Smith and Rogers during the interrogation. "It was just a dream," he said 1,000 times. There was no family for Carl Fontenot. The search for the remains of Denise Haraway continued in earnest. The obvious question asked by many was, if those two confessed, then why don't the police know where the body is buried?